भगवद गीता 8.19 भूतग्रामः सैवायं भूत्वा भूत्वा प्रलीयते रात्र्यागमे अवशः पार्थ प्रभवत्यः रागमे. हियर कृष्णा इज गिविंग दि समरी ऑफ व्हाट ही हैज टोल्ड इन द प्रीवियस टू वर्सेस विथ अ कंक्लूजन. भूतग्रामः सैवायं, भूतग्रामः मीन्स द क्यूम्युलेटिव of all of material existence, eva yam, certainly all this, bhutva bhutva praliyate, bhutva bhutva, it is manifested again and it is destroyed again. The word bhutva bhutva conveys the, it's alliterative word, bhutva bhutva, so it's, it bhutva means to come into being. Nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha. अजो नित्य शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे. सो इन 2.20 कृष्ण टॉक्स अबाउट आत्मा इज नायं भूत्वा, इट डज नॉट कम इन टू बीइंग. सो हियर द वर्ल्ड कम्स इन टू बीइंग भूत्वा भूत्वा प्रलीयते. सो दिस टेम्पररीनेस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज एन इम्पॉर्टेंट रियालिटी दैट नीड्स टू बी कंसिडर्ड फॉर redirecting or forgetting the intellectual impetus to redirect our consciousness towards the eternal, towards Krishna and his abode. When we are staying in a house, if we have a rented house, we know that we will have to leave that house whenever the owner wants. Even if there is a contract, the contract is not going to be permanent. And so whenever a family has a rented house, one of their main goals is to get a permanent house. Similarly, when we understand this world is temporary, the intelligent person starts looking where is the eternal abode. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Again and again, it will be created, it will be destroyed. Bhuta gramaha. So by using the word gramaha, which means the sum total, the accumulated aggregate of material existence, Krishna stresses here that nothing is going to last forever. Everything is going to be destroyed again and again. And one more word he uses next line, Ratriya Agame Avashaha Partha, Avashaha, helplessly. So, we sometimes recognize our helplessness against the power of material nature. For example, when there are storms, when there are tornadoes or hurricanes or cyclones or tsunamis, even with our huge technological power, human power has been enhanced substantially now through technological power. But even with this enhanced technological power, still, what all we can do is limited. We can predict when the disasters are coming and we can withdraw people. And that is indeed our responsibility to do. But beyond that, we are avashaha. So, the Bhagavatam gives another example of avashaha to talk about how we are moved by time. It's just like the wind moves the clouds. The clouds seem large, visible, tangible. Whereas wind doesn't seem to be very tangible. It's practically invisible. It's tangible in the sense that we can feel the wind on our body when it starts blowing, but usually, unless it's a storm, it's not immediately tangible. It's subtler, but it's stronger. So just as the subtler but stronger wind moves the much bigger clouds, or at least bigger in terms of how they're visible to us, similarly, all living beings are moved helplessly by the force of time, towards destruction, towards death. And we can't do anything to stop it. We cannot stop or even slow the push of time. With every passing moment, we are being pushed inexorably closer and closer to destruction, bodily destruction. Avashaha. Krishna has used this word avashaha, similar word. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jati tishthatya karma krut karyateya avashaha karma sarva prakriti jair gunai. In third chapter, when he talks about how inactivity alone doesn't lead to perfection, then he talks about how inactivity is actually not possible also for us. Because he says that sarva prakriti jair gunai, by the modes born of material nature, we are forced to act. We cannot be inactive. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jata tishtatya karma krit. A karma krit. Without doing any activity, we cannot be situated tishtati for kshanam api, for even a moment. Karyateya avashaha karma. Avashaha, we are helplessly forced to do action. Of course, we may say, I can physically sit and be inactive. Sometimes people take mauna vrata. But even when our tongue is on a mauna vrata, it's almost impossible to make our mind go on a mauna vrata. Our mind is actually wandering rapidly. So passing comments, oh, this is like this, that is like that. And we are, in that sense, doing something. We're doing a lot. In fact, the mind is doing not just something, but a lot of things all the time. Even when we're sleeping, the mind is dreaming. Sometimes we remember dreams, sometimes we don't. But the mind makes us do a lot of things even at that time. Going further, we can consider how the mind also, how in this verse it is said that it is not just we may think that, and it is true that as compared to the vastness of material existence, we are such tiny living beings. Even the earth itself is so huge as compared to what we are. And the earth is just one small part of the universe, and the universe is just one among countless millions of universes, and all of them are under the control of material nature. All of them are helpless to resist this cyclicity of time, wherein everything is pushed towards destruction, and nothing can be done to avoid that destruction. So, to the extent we understand this, avashaha. So, if the word avasha is used, vasha means to be under the control. Avashaha, Krishna has used the word vasha earlier. Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta sitamatpara vashehi asendriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. So, vashehi asendriyani. Krishna says the word control your senses. But here, word vasha, if it means control, as it means avasha, means with no control. We just can't do anything about the forceful movement of material things towards their inevitable destruction. And recognizing this doesn't mean that we are helpless. It simply means that we need to shift our focus to that which is in our control. Trying to make the perishable eternal, trying to make the temporary permanent, is an impossible task. And when we recognize how everything is inescapably temporary, then we can get the intellectual impetus to shift our consciousness towards that which is eternal. And we use whatever capacity we have, whatever initiative we have, whatever resourcefulness we have to create for ourselves a shelter in the spiritual realm, instead of mainly trying to create a shelter in the destructible material realm. We feel inspired to take, to create a shelter for ourselves in the spiritual realm, and that spiritual realm which beckons us with the opportunity for eternal shelter will be talked about by Krishna in the next three verses, 8.20 to 22, which we will discuss in our future talks. Thank you.